Yep.
Ha'isha shehi osa tzracheha, osa tzracheha, v'ra'at adam, Rabbi Meir omer imomedet tmeya, v'im yavshevet tehora.
Okay. So Rabbi Meir says that if she is urinating, there's a distinction between whether or not she's standing or she's sitting. What's the difference between whether she's standing or she's sitting? The Gemara is going to explore that, but from Matthias' perspective, what's the difference? Strange question to ask. So, one of the male advantages in the universe is that they don't have to sit down or squat in order to urinate. If a woman, not that she can't release urine that way, but it's not the most neat way in order to do it. And if she's doing it, it's because she can't hold it in anymore. An observation that I don't think any of the Rishonim made until the Ran that I saw. So that's what it means when you talk about dachak le'alma. In other words, if you think about when a person, a male, that's only our experience, has to hold in the urine. So what often happens, that depending on how far it's gone, is that initially it trickles out before you get a stream going. Okay, so consider that the woman who's omedes, that is not the normal way of urinating, and it means that it comes with possibly indicators beforehand that she has been holding it in. Okay?
And that would be the blood?
No, the urine. The question is that the impact that may have on the assumption of what blood might come.
If it's more, it's open more when they're sitting, so wouldn't that be more reason to think that blood would come out sitting?
Okay, so when you say what is open more, you have to be very... So here's what you have to be careful about. I know one of you came to me and realized this in the middle. When they talk about the rechem being open, they're not talking about the uterus. They're talking about the opening of the vagina. The word rechem in rabbinic literature can refer to either. Correct. If the uterus were more closed, then it's less likely blood can come out.
So then it should be the other
way. Right, it should be the other way, but it's not talking about the uterus. Therefore, what the assumption we made here is that it's still chashash rachok. The way that we've shown him some discovery in there, it's chashin lemiuta. It seems to be very, very small miut. But the concern here is that if the urine doesn't have an easy path straight out to come out in a force of a stream, it might wind up sort of inside the woman, even backing up a little bit. And then when there's blood in it, that blood might not have been, as if it comes out in a stream and you find it in the urine, at least at first glance it seems it has to be in the urine, which is a medical concern, not a halacha concern. But to the extent that things are tighter, either because she, let's say the way the Ran says she's been holding it, or because of position, which might be true even standing also is tighter, then there's more concern that the urine backs up and brings blood with it. That would be the general concern here. So Rabbi Meir says that there's a difference between the woman is standing and the woman is sitting. Rabbi Yose Omer, go ahead, Adin.
But either way, the woman is tahora.
Right. The way the Ran says, I don't know how many of you looked at the Tshuva Saran. I haven't read the whole Tshuva Saran, but the Ran at the beginning explains, reads through the Sergei. So he says, Rameir's chayshino choshesh lemiuta, as he is throughout Shas. The makar that's given for that is a katan and a katana are not allowed to do yibam according to Rabbi Meir, because katan shema yimatzei saris, katana shema yimatzei ailonis. That is the only makar the Gemara really has. It's not explicit. The din is explicit. The reasoning is not explicit. The reason is explicit also. Shema katan shema yimatzei saris, katana shema yimatzei ailonis. But the idea that that's a broader paradigm chashin miuta, it's not. That's not the principle stated there. There's a machlokas whether or not the choshesh in that case, and from that the Bavli, at least I don't know what the Yerushalmi does, extrapolates a broader principle that Rabbi Meir is choshesh lemiuta. So Rabbi Meir is choshesh lemiuta. Rabbi Yosef is not choshesh. Okay, it would seem to be straightforward. Then the Mishnah says,
Ish v'ishasha asut zrachayhem l'tochat. Is it Seifel or
Seifel? Seifel. I think it's Seifel. Of course it's Seifel. How do I know it's Seifel? Were you paying attention in shul the last few weeks? 2 weeks ago. It's a second link. What?
Was it
not Torah? Aftorah of B'Shalach. Shiras Tavara.
V'nimtza dam al ha-mayim, Rabbi Yosei Metaher, Rabbi Shimon Metame, She'ein derecha ish lehotzi dam, Ella shechazachta damim min ha'isha.
Shechazkas damim. Okay. So Rabbi Meir, this is what's interesting. Rabbi Yosei is metaher. If an ish and an isha both use the toilet, and there's a blood found there, Rabbi Yosei is metaher, which immediately should surprise you because...
No chiddush.
What's the chiddush? Right, he's metaher when there's no man there. So, you know, the man might make the bathroom dirtier, but he's not necessarily going to be the source of the any more. If you don't assume it was Damnida in the first place, adding him to the picture does not increase the possibility of Damnida. Yes. Except for maybe in this strange world in which we live. Yes.
We define exactly what we're referring to as sacred because they didn't have porcelain toilets back then, so...
It sounds like it's like a porta-potty, some type of a kli.
Chamber pot.
A kli, yeah. A kli, which...
We're talking about the rim?
No, it's found... Right now it sounds like it's found in... I don't know if they put any water in there. They'd be shown and describe that possibility. But it's found in the bottom of the clear or the water. Okay. And Rabbi Shimon is metame. Why? Well, number one, he's obviously assuming that Isha alone, there's a concern of the Dam. And number two, throwing the Ish into the picture doesn't add any question because it's unusual for a man... Now, for any blood to be from the man, you assume the blood came from the woman, and once you assume the blood came from the woman, the fact that she urinated doesn't really matter. What is the cause of the blood?
You think if it's not Damnida?
If it's not Damnida. So it could be a maca anywhere. Most common things are probably a UTI, a urinary tract infection, or perhaps something in the kidneys. It could be kidney stones, it could be kidney disease. In very rare cases, Rachmana Litzlan, it could be bladder cancer, all sorts of things that the blood could be, none of which are good. Kidney stones might be the best of the lot, depending on how much pain a person is in. UTI is better today only because they have antibiotics. Right? Once upon a time, that UTI could become a source of infertility. Generally speaking, if you ever receive a Shaila about this particular issue. Rabbi Schwartz tells me he usually gets about 10 shilas a year like this. So my first response is, go see a doctor. The odds are very, very strong. Regardless how we pass a particular issue, if you can identify the source of the blood, then it's not a chashash at all. If you're not going to identify the source of the blood and you don't know you have a malka, so then it's going to be dependent on which particular position what we paskin like, and we'll have to see what there's a big machlokas machaber and ramah here. But if it's a medical issue and it's identified as such, then one can ignore it, and it's probably good from a medical advice perspective when you experience such a thing, go see the doctor. Okay, so now the Gemara wants and asks. Go ahead.
Maishna omedet de amrinan meyarglaim hadr lamakor vaiti dam. If shevet nami nema meyarglaim hadr lamakor vaiti dam.
So the question itself is a little bit strange. Because, as the Ram points out...
It's making an assumption about the chiluk already?
Well, it's that... What do you mean? What's the name Maishna? It's obvious why to distinguish between the two. You would think that, obviously, when she's omedes... and Matelas Mayim, that's not a normal circumstance. That was a case where she was pressed for time. And so therefore, of course you'd be choshish in that case, Hador, that Meir Aglaim Hador Lamak of Aizhi Dam. But why would you think that to be in the Yosheves case?
You're saying the question is mitzad biology?
I'll call it biology.
Physiology,
I don't know what you want to call it, the shape of the body, whatever, and physiology, you wouldn't expect it.
Is there no chance that based whatever the Amoraim's understanding of how the tubes went works down there that...
I don't think that that can explain anything here. I think they certainly have a sense. The one, I'll call it mistake in biology, that I think Chazal work with is the assumption in a man that the tube that carries the sperm and the tube that carries the urine are two separate tubes that only come together at the exit. And that is not true. There's only one tube. And the fork in the road, or the reverse fork in the road, the merge, comes earlier. It doesn't sound like they... I mean... If you learn the second parak, I believe, and the second parak, there is a description, Mashlu Mashlu Chachamim Be'isha, on Daf Tes Yud Ches Amid Beis, maybe, Yud Zayin Amid Beis. Mashal mashal chama meisha acheder v'apurz devar aliyah dam acheder tamei dam aliyah tar nimse v'apurz der sveiko tamei nafi sheches kaso min hamakor. So you can learn that sugya. It doesn't seem that their perception is that off. Certainly it's all unclear, but it doesn't seem it's really off.
But certainly we don't think that physiologically that if a woman is standing, the urine can enter the uterus.
Or sitting, for that matter. So
once I have a mistake in...
So one could say that you don't have to say that it actually gets all the way back into the uterus. It could get back, into the vaginal canal, or maybe there's some blood there already from the uterus. You don't have to say you're correct. It's certainly not nichnas lamakor. The uterus is not open as a general rule until it is open, until to expel something. And I believe under normal circumstances there's a mucus plug that exists at the top of the cervix, which keeps the uterus more or less closed off. If I'm not mistaken, Alex?
I might have missed something, but intuitively, as someone not a science major, and I only know a little bit about muscles, I would have thought that when you stand, the force of gravity is stronger, and therefore it's less likely to expand.
Except that when she's standing, the labia are not open so much, so it's the urine is more likely. That would make sense, best as I can assume, and make more sense that the urine would not have a clear path out and might trickle a little bit backwards.
Because you're standing. Then.
Yeah, because in order for it to get out, there has to be open. In other words, the urethra, I believe, exits near the entrance to the vaginal canal near the top. But from what's being described, and I assume this makes sense in Matthias, it's hard. The urine is kind of blocked if the woman is not sitting. It's not easy for it to get out, because the labia are closed, blocking everything from getting out.
Oh, when she sits, that's
when she, when she sits, that's when it opens.
It's all internal.
What's that?
It's all internal.
What's all internal?
These processes were described.
They're all internal. In other words, yes. In other words, the labia will cover the urethra in such a situation.
What? I don't have vague familiarity.
You're male. So... You can go to Wikipedia and you can see or whatever else and see the depictions of the anatomy. Unfortunately, they're hard to tell a little bit. But that's how the Gemara and the Rishon to be understanding. I assume it's true. They probably asked their wives. So, Yossi?
Labia or what?
Literally lips. It means the folds at the exit of the vagina. So those have to be, if those are sort of, the default position is sort of closed. But it's easier them to be a little bit open when someone is sitting and with the legs spread. So
why would we assume that the urine would go all the way back to the core?
In other words, it doesn't have. Well, again, I've given the best terrors I can give, which is that goes a little bit backwards into the vaginal canal, and some blood that was there, a small amount of blood, it brings out with it. It cannot get into the uterus. As far as I know from basic biology,
I don't think it could even go. I assume that there's a tube from the bladder to the urethra, and probably it stays in that tube, I assume, even if you're holding in...
Well,
on the male side, when you hold it in your...
No, if a woman holds it in, it's true, but sometimes a man holds it in, and he can't hold it. At a certain point, it starts to trickle out.
But I'm saying, because I think it's the pressure in that tube...
No, correct, but in a man... No, here's the point. I understand that the Kegel muscles can also shut the urethra, as they can and help in a man, but at a certain point, can't hold it in anymore. Now, in a man, when it gets out, it's out into the world, unless you're wearing clothing on top of it. Whereas, in the case of the woman, there's another barrier, besides the muscles that hold it shut, I think.
Are the labia that tight a seal that urine will be able to get out?
If you don't have that much urine, that powerful stream,
okay.
Then it might very well. Right? Even if you have a stream, it might be that it gets out, but it's probably, Rashi seems to be in a more intuitive position that omedes is not mizanekes. It's kind of hard to see that working. Shosesis makes much more sense, and once it's shosesis, you can have backup. Mati?
Is it directly on that point?
Yeah.
Can I see the different question?
I mean, I assume that when Tosfos said that mizanekes can, that omedes can mizanekes.
Yeah.
It was referring to the zinuk coming out of the urethra, not out of the woman's body.
I know, but when it...
Really?
obviously it's coming from the urethra. The question is the exit blocked?
Right, so
beyond the urethra.
Either I'm saying like that it's referring to like the xenoc from directly just not referring to like xenoc outside the woman's body.
No, because if it doesn't get outside her body directly in the stream, then you have the danger. You have the possibility of it, you know, mingling inside the woman and getting the blood.
Yeah, exactly. So Tosfos said, meaning, well, you just said that Rashi is more intuitive. That
if she's omedes, there's no way to be mizanekes.
But unless xenoc doesn't mean there's actually a stream coming out of
I think it's clear from the Gemara, xenoc means a stream coming out of the body.
I mean, I don't think that's what Tosfos means when they say that, because otherwise, like, because it's clear that that's also a case for Rachma is in a niftach. Omedes mizanekes is still Rachma in a niftach, which is impossible to have xenoc unless xenoc doesn't mean.
And what does it mean? Where does the urine go?
So it's,
I mean, it's even like, worse. If she's mizanekes, it means there's going to be more
it's
urine.
Streaming rapidly out of the urethra, but it's still held up by the lumpia.
I don't think.
Maybe, and that's going to. That. The biology, the anatomy you're describing doesn't make any sense.
Okay.
Mati.
So, slightly different question. So, generally, if there's blood on, like, on the walls, right? She doesn't need to find blood on the walls, right?
Yeah.
That's, we can put that down either. So why don't we just say that blood in the urine is stuff that was held up in the costa vertebrae?
Well, that's what I'm suggesting, the actual... You know, this hadr lamakar doesn't mean mam. In other words, it can't be mamish lamakar, right? It could be to dam tzabai. I know why they want to say that. The reason they want to say that is because if it's a dam mabayis achiton already, you could just find it on a bedika. Right? But there is no possibility that I can, you know, as far as I know, that there could actually be choser lamakar. Okay.
But I'm saying that would be yosheves, omedes, that would be across the board.
What? That it? Correct, but it's never going to go through the costelae beis harechem normally if she's sitting and mizanekes. The urine just exits her body directly.
Little contact with the wall?
There's no... It's almost on the... I think it's just covered by the labia, basically. It's not like... it's not like it's far inside the woman, you know, up a few inches of the vaginal canal. So it's not like a normal course. It's not really going to come in any contact with inside. Okay. So the Gemara says.
So Amar Shmuel b'mizaneket.
Okay, so the answer is b'mizanekes. Now the question is, what was the Gemara assuming till now, and what is Shmuel qualifying? And there are two ways really of reading the Gemara. Rashi, right? Read Rashi b'mizanekes.
Mikalechet. The kevan did nafak bekiluach ki orcha lo dechika velo hadr meiraglaim lamakor.
Since it's coming out in a stream as it does normally, it's not dechika. It's not being. There's no pressure of some kind, and therefore the meiraglaim do not go backwards. The ain
derech dam makor. Let's say im meiraglaim.
Now that seems to be a separate statement that Rashi is making, which is that women do not typically bleed at the same time as that they are urinating, meaning the dam nida has to come out at that time. Tosos it grapples with this at the end of Dibur Maschil Duma. He has some issues with Rashi, not the broader issue he has in the first Tosos, but Tosos just says, V'shema b'shaz zinuk i'efshar l'dam lavo k'darko shemei chamas ha'zinuk nistam amayin shal dam. I don't know if that's true or not, but anyway, that's what Tosa suggests. So Rashi seems to be saying something similar, that ein derech damok or lotzei se meiraglayim. And if the meiraglayim don't back into the rechem, then any dam you find, you would expect to be dam coming from the urine, which is not a nida problem. Aval
shotetet aidi du'ukma anafshahu. Ikalameimar hadar ki'ilu omedet.
So ikala meimar hadar ki ilo meda. So, but a shoseses, if the urine is sort of dribbling out or dripping out, rather than coming out in the solid stream, then it's possible that it is going to bring dam from the makor with it. Aval.
Aval omedet e efshar la lezanik.
Okay. So, according to Rashi, omedas zinuk is impossible. I mean, it is kind of funny here. Machlokas Rashi and Tosis, whether Zinuk is possible in Omedas. So I think Rashi would be right. But you imagine this should be a Matzias question.
It is.
It is a Matzias question. What?
Did they ask anyone?
I don't know. I mean, my assumption is that, again, there is a reason why women sit down. Because it doesn't work so well standing up. Now, are there talented people in the world? Efshar? Is that the Machlokas Rashi and Tosas, where the Mishnah was thinking about women who were capable, Ms. Anekes, when they were Omdos, because they were very talented? I don't know.
It sounds when they say Omd in that, like, it wasn't just that they were holding it in and they couldn't hold it in any longer. It sounded like, I don't know, maybe something that, maybe it wasn't so common, but was possible.
Well, again, I think that, I threw the run in there, the idea being that, normal. You learn any particular sugya, and you're always getting the limits of normality. That's what makes law interesting. I don't know. So anyway, so Rashi says now, but it's very important to understand. If Rashi believes that by omedes there's no chiluk between shorseses and mizanekes, because it's efshar lezane, so omedes is by definition so shorseses. So that's important, not so much for Rabbi Meir's opinion, but for Rabbi Yosei, because what does that mean? Rabbi Yosei has to be metame when she's omedes v'shoseses. And if Rabbi Yosei is metame when she's omedes v'shoseses, what does Rabbi Yosei hold when she is shoshebes v'shoseses? She also has to be Torah. I mean, it can't be... omedes v'shoseses is worse in terms of the likelihood of the Meirag Lion backing up and bringing Dam. So certainly Yosheves v'shoseses, according to Rabbi Yosei, is going to be Tahora.
I think you said Rabbi Yosei is metaher by omedes.
Omedes. Even omedes,
okay,
which means...
You said metame the last
time. I'm sorry, I meant to say, Rabbi Yosei is metaher by omedes, in which case, for sure, he's metaher by every Yosheves, bein shoseses, bein mizanekes, because omedes, by definition, is shoseses, and still he's metaher. So therefore, by Yosheves, there's no distinction either, which means that the entire shakl of the Gemara, Tariya of the Gemara, will only work for Rabbi Meir. Okay. Next, Gemara asks a question.
Zeneket Nami, Dilma Batar de Tamumaya Atadam. So, but we also have a problem with Zeneket that even when she, okay, she finishes urinating, but then the blood, she bleeds Minamakor normally right afterwards.
Well, and if the blood comes right afterwards, it could be Damnida. In other words, we just said that Rashi just said that Damnida doesn't come out at the same time as Meirag Lion. Fine, but it could come out right afterwards. How do you know when the Dam came out? So the Gemara says,
"Amar Rabbi Abba, biyoshevet al sfat haseifel, umizaneket, umizagena betoch haseifel, v'nimtza dam betoch haseifel, de'im ita debater detamumaya, ata al sfat haseifel." Ibar le'lishtach.
So, im isa debater detamumaya, asa, al sfat haseifel, ibar le'lishtach kuchai. So what he says is that, look, it's a situation where she is sitting on the edge of this seat. She is streaming urine into the pot, and blood is found in the pot. And if the blood came after she finished urinating, so the blood, because there's relatively small amount of it and it's coming slowly, I guess the assumption is because of surface tension, it wouldn't have wound up in the water, but it would wound up on the seat itself.
I'd assume that because
no woman expels blood in a street, in like a...
Yeah. Here's what I'm not sure about. That's correct, and it just hit me now. Yosheves al svas haseifel is not the way we would think about it. I would think it means, in other words, the urethra comes out, I believe, at the top, which means that if the woman were facing this way, and there were two things here, you'd expect the urine to be here, the dam to be here. Well, the problem, but they say the dam is the urine. I would have said it works better if the woman. Oh, she's yosheves al svas haseifel, the back edge. That's where it is. I could have sitting over the front. It's the back edge. Therefore, if the blood came out, A, because of position, and B, because it's coming out slowly, it winds up on the back of the seat. If it were a rim, imagine our toilet seats. But the urine, because it's coming out in a stream and is a little more forward, winds up in the water. So if you find the blood in the water, so then that's where Rabbi Meir's mitaher, why he's mitaher by Yosheves, because if in fact it were damida and it came not with the urine but came after the urine, so you would expect it to be found al sfas haseifel. Okay, I just Right. We don't normally sit on the back edge, but whatever. Mati?
It's possible to say but also maybe being like the inner walls.
No, she has to be Yosheves al Sfas, and that's the problem. Nimsa, I can understand. Okay, so the maskana then is that if you're reading like Rashi, is that Rabbi Meir believes that Omedes obviously is always Tamea, by definition, because there's only one mode. It happens to be Shoseses. It doesn't really matter what the mode is. Rabbi Meir in the Mishnah says, Omedes is Tamea. If she's Yosheves, the Gemara's question was, why aren't we Choshesh, that the Meirag Layim backed up into the Makar and brought some dam with them? So the Gemara, now the Havamina, and the question was that when she's Yosheves, Rabbi Meir is Metaher Becholofan. Shoseses or Mizanekis, we didn't even think about it. Or maybe we weren't even thinking about Mizanekis, we're just thinking about Shoseses, just like Omedes is Shoseses, Yosheves is Shoseses. And the Gemara says, no, there's a difference for Rabbi Meir. Yosheves is Tahora only when she's Mizanekis. But if she's Shoseses when she's Yosheves, that's just like standing. And then the Gemara says, but wait, okay, I understand that the dam, that the urine is not going to have blood in it. But maybe the blood came. Maybe the blood came after she finished urinating. So the Gemara says, if that it's a case where she's Yosheves al Sfas HaSefel. In such a case, where she's Mizanekis urine into the Sefel, but she's Yosheves al Sfas HaSefel, that's where Rabbi Meir is Mitaher a Yoshev. But it, and why? Because if the dam were dam nida, it would have been on the edge of the Sefel, not inside the Sefel itself. And once it's inside the Sefel, you know it must have come along with the urine.
Rabbi Meir.
Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yosef Shita, where Rabbi Yosef Shita would seem to be Pashat. Rabbi Yosef would believe that she's always Tahora. That's pretty straightforward. But the key line is Rashi's statement, Aval Omedes Yef Shalalazani. And not surprisingly, if you read the Rambam, go ahead.
The Rambam?
The Rambam.
Sorry,
who has the Rambam with them? Moshe, have the Rambam?
Moshe?
Oh, never mind. Didn't you have it?
Yeah.
Go for it.
Ha'isha she'ishtina mayim v'yata dam al meiraglayim, im meiraglayim, bein she'ishtina v'yomedet, bein she'ishtina v'yoshevet, harei zo t'meya. This is Rashi's understanding.
Rabbezo.
Torah, sorry.
We're even now.
So this is okay. Rashi's understanding, Rabbi Yossi.
All right. Va'filu.
Va'filu hirgish gufa v'nizda'azea, v'nizda'aza, ina chosheshet, she'hergashet meiraglayim hi.
He's out. She'ein.
She'ein meiraglayim min ha'cheder, v'dam ze dam maka hi, v'chal cholet o bekulia.
Is the kidney, and the chalcholes is, I don't know exactly what it is. Chalcholes is probably the, I guess it's the urethra. Whatever the, all that, is the whole tube from the kidneys to the outside called the urethra, or there are different parts to it, whatever it is. Okay, fine. So that's how Rashi reads the sugya. Let's go on to read quickly till the end of the Gemara before we come back and get the Tosfos. Tosfos, and there are really four shitas in Rishonim. It's really three shitas in Rishonim how to read the sugya, and then there's a fourth Rishon, which is the Rabbeinu Hananel, which is a more overarching view of what the sugya is even talking about, which in theory it doesn't really matter which of the first three readings you adopt. Rabbeinu Hananel makes the case, or his position, establishes that the whole shock of attire is irrelevant for us, and everything is Tamea. Yes, Yudi?
I thought we said... That the hargasha of meiraglayim could mask the hargasha of the actual hargasha of like having a period. So and then if you see blood in that case, then you would for sure be then you'd be delrighta, you'd be an anida. Isn't that what we said at one point?
No, that's where you know that you have dam nida, and that it's not dam maka.
Oh, okay.
And then if you had discovered that the Amida in proximity to Hargashas Meiraglayim, we say that Hargashas Meiraglayim might
how
have masked.
You know?
What?
How would you know?
Well, not everybody. How you know that it's Amida?
Because you said you were wiping, and then therefore.
Right. Let's say. Right. Okay. So now, so continue. Yossi.
The Svara from Rabbi Yossi for being the Taher, a woman who's Omedes, according to Rashi, by definition, is...
Shoseses?
So it's because there's only a suffix that the...
Correct. Rabbi Yossi believes it's a remote suffix. The way the Ran formulates it, it's a mute. Highly unusual that a woman urinating will bleed and that the blood would be damnida. And therefore, he's not choshesh. Doesn't matter what she was doing. Standing, sitting, shaseses, mizanekes. Okay, the Gemara continues. Ish v'isha.
Ish v'isha. Iba eluhu. Ish v'isha omdin, mali amar Rabbi Meir.
All right, so for Rabbi Meir, if it's an ish v'isha yoshvim, obviously, we know that the din is. Because
he's
mitar Torah by herself. Question is, if you have, what would Rabbi Meir hold in such a case? Ki amar
Rabbi Meir bechad sveika aval besveik sveika lo mitame odilma lo shna.
Yeah, in other words, you could argue suffik meir suffik benisha afil tim salomar that the dam is in a isha, maybe hader may raglayim, or maybe not, maybe it's a damaka. So what is Rabbi Meir's position there? So, Amar Reish Lakish.
Amar Reish Lakish, hihi. So he's to say it's the same din, that he's going to be metame by Ish v'Isha Omdin. Mimai, midilo katani Rabbi Meir v'Rabbi Yossi metahari.
Okay, that's a pretty good argument, actually. As when you read the Mishnah, and you read the Machlokas Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi, and then you encounter Rabbi Yo, and then you have the case of Ish v'Isha Shasa Tzrachem Natal Chasecham Nitzadam L'Maim Rabbi Yossi Mitaher, which is obvious. On the one hand, it's obvious Rabbi Yossi is going to be Mitaher. On the other hand, what happened to Rabbi Meir here? They're going to quote Rabbi Shimon Omeh and Rabbi Shimon Mitame. So the truth is, it's odd that they don't, in other words, it's not Reish Lakish's Raya, it's not such a Raya, because Miman of Shach, you expect Rabbi Meir to either be quoted in the Reisha or be quoted in the Seva.
I think it implies the other one. If we just mentioned Rabbi Yossi, Machlok Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Meir, now we mention a new Rabbi Yossi, we probably just assume that Rabbi Meir disagrees also. It's more logical to assume because there are bar plucked in the last one. And so,
well, the most logical assumption is we don't know what Rabbi Meir holds here, actually.
Yeah, that's true.
That's the most logical assumption.
If we have to choose one.
Choose one or the other, yeah, okay.
Ihachi, so if Rabbi Meir really is Matame by Ish v'Isha Omdin, Hashir Meir b'sveik sveika matame, b'chad sveika mibay lahodi.
No, mibay? Why do they present the first part of the Mishnah? The first part of the Mishnah, Rabbi Yossi is matay everything. If Rabbi Meir is matame, omedes, regardless of sveik echad or two sveikos, why didn't they tell us the din by already a sveik sveika? Ish v'isha sh'amdo v'itilu mayim l'seifel, Rabbi Meir matame, Rabbi Yossi matayer. Simple. You taught us the bigger chiddush, Rabbi Meir. You can make a kav chomer to chad safek that it's tamid. So the Gemara says, okay, because you're right. It would tell you that Rabbi Meir is a metame even by two sveikos, but then you would assume that maybe Rabbi Yossi is moded to him by safek echad. So by telling us the resha, it could be that Rabbi Meir really does hold that two sveikos are a tahor. No, I'm sorry. I said that backwards. So it could be that Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Meir is metame even by two sveikos. That's why they don't say Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi are metame. And the reason why they give the case by chad sveika is to teach you the chiddush Rabbi Yossi that even by chad safek yitahar. So then the Gemara says, ah.
Rather mipalgi, the chad sveika liyachal kochod Rabbi Yossi, liflegu besveik sveika liyachal kochod Rabbi Meir.
Right. So the question of the Gemara, how would you translate Adam Ipalgi b'chad safek, lipalgi b'sveik sveika? How would you translate that carefully? I mean, not just the translation, but what is the Gemara suggesting should have been?
I'm not sure about a translation, but it's asking, so, okay, why are you teaching me koach d'Rabbi Yossi instead of koach d'Rabbi Meir?
And the suggestion is teach you koach d'Rabbi Meir and don't teach you koach d'Rabbi Yossi.
Yeah.
Right? Now, the assumption is you only get one.
I think Danny and I tried to parse out that there's no way to construct the Mishnah in which you get both.
Without having double...
Right, in which case it would be Koach of Neider, because he'd just be reiterating the points as opposed to highlighting.
Well, no. If you told us both cases, and they argue both cases, you would know that they each adopt the extreme position in their own...
Or you just assume it's
mnemonic. If you have Rabbi
what?
Or I'm saying if you teach them both in each case, right?
Yeah.
If you teach them both in each case, then the assumption would be that you're just reiterating them for some sort of, mnemonic or parallelism.
Okay, and from the Gemara's answer, it's clear that the question was you get one or the other.
So, that's where the lo diachakocho only comes from the fact that it's
that you only get
not that it's asymmetric.
Correct, you only get one.
Right.
Couldn't you do Rabbi Yossi in the Reisha and Rabbi Meir in the Seifa? That would work.
Well, again, I think you'd have to amend. In other words, what if you said the Reisha Rabbi Yossi is Metaher? No, and you said Rabbi Meir in the Seifa?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and if he's Metame, a Sveik Sveika,
sometime
in the Safi. I don't know. That must be a klutz kasha, but I can't see immediately why.
They don't even present a machlokas. Just saying, like, Rabbi Yossi is Metame being Yoshi being Omed, and then Isha Rabbi Meir is Metame. Like, that would be a koach of both.
Because you find some factor that would explain why the cases are different. If you didn't have a machlokas, you'd assume there's something different about the cases.
Right. That might be. I mean, it's a good question, but I think it's a klutz kasha.
Yeah, it's not the way the Mishnah works. It's usually.
I know that's why
one time,
I can't identify exactly why it's a klutz kasha. Other than that's not the way the Mishnah works. But Alex, I think, might be putting his finger on it. But I like that.
Right,
yes.
Could you go back to the point of why can't just both of them be there in both cases? And I think Danny was suggesting that you don't emphasize the co-op of one of them unless you have them standing. Isolation was what you were saying?
Unless it's asymmetric, you don't get the koach of either one.
I don't agree with that.
Why? It's just a matter of highlighting it literarily. The position is going to be communicated.
Yeah. You agree with me, not with him.
Yeah, that's what I'm asking.
Yeah,
you have to include.
The Gemara will say, Danny, I'm sure there are sugyas in which the Gemara says, racial diacha that you always have that, racial diacha kohoda, and seifa lo diacha kohoda, the why. You have such singers.
In a case like this, where...
Well, whenever we go through the Shach Letayit to say Koach Tatera Odef, what we are saying is that the editors only gave them a certain number of words in their Mishnah. So they had to make a choice. That's more or less what it boils down. In other words, Alex is correct. The simplest thing to do is to just spell out both cases and the machlokes. I could have even done it simpler. I could have said... I could have given the case, Isha Shiyosa Trachav Aras Adam, and I could have added in somehow. I don't have the same literary eaves as the Tana, as the formulators of the Mishnah did, and add in the second case and say that Ben Omedes Ben Yosheves is Tahora Dibra Yosei Rabbi Mitame Bishneim or something like that. You could have done it even a little simpler. Okay. So anyway,
unless we go with Danny's approach, we do have to ask,
why
couldn't they just put both? What purpose does it serve not to?
I told you, the editors, we give it a limited number of words.
But that's not true.
if we take a step back, I mean, which approach sounds more reasonable? A limited number of words or highlighting a koach by...
I don't think it's highlighting. It's creating ambiguities, which remains a question.
But I think it's neither, so I'm asking,
listen, you don't like my suggestion, so now you better find your own.
Either side is creating, he's creating an ambiguity in that there's room for machlokas, but either side doesn't, either side perceives their interpretation of which as being correct, so it's not.
They're forced into it.
Maybe the opinion wasn't readily handy.
Well, that was what I said before. Maybe they didn't know what Rabbi Meir's opinion was, so they didn't present it.
Could it possibly be?
I mean, and in fact, the Amar Rayim are arguing about what was Rabbi Meir's opinion, and the solution to the problem is finding a brisa in which Rabbi Meir's opinion is mentioned.
Could it be that the Gemara is asking this question just to let you know Korach the Tera Adif, but it's not actually a real question?
No, Korach the Tera Adif is the cop-out answer at the end. I mean, it's a true answer in the sense that. If you can only teach you one, they like to say Koach Tera Adif. Whether that really holds true, of course, Shas, I don't know.
But the Moksha in the Gemara isn't actually like asking. It's like, I don't know.
No, here's a real issue. The real issue is, if you're going to leave one ambiguous, if for some reason, whatever the reason is, even if it's not because the editors gave you a limited number of words, because I had to memorize it, for whatever the reason is that you were constrained to only put down one tzad, for whom do you want to teach the bigger chiddush? To that, the Gemara says, as a rule, koach tatera adif. But I'm not sure if you looked every time in Shas. In other words, there are probably circumstances where they, you know, they come up with a different teretz, because that's, you know, the Gemara is telling you an important principle. But nonetheless, it's a little bit of a cop-out. Right? In other words, all right, Moshe?
Yeah, is this literally what the Tanam said? Because it's possible that Rami Meir just said this in this case, but he did not say anything in another case?
Well, until we find the Braisa, that is the real possibility. That's why the Amoraim can argue about it, because he didn't say anything.
Okay.
And we're trying to figure out whether the Mishnah has that. Okay. It suggests one thing or another. So now the Gemara says, go ahead. Ihachi.
You
meant
Kochta Tera Adifai? I don't remember if I read that line.
What does that mean?
That the power to be matir is great, is preferable to the editor. Like, explain it.
The Gemara was modern Orthodox.
What do you mean?
The bracha. I'm joking when I say the bracha. Modern Orthodoxy. There's a mistake in the nusach of Berachas Hashachar. It says Matir Isur. So, but
the
first you have to remember that's not the nusach of bracha actually.
you're saying that it takes a greater Talmud Chacham to be matir.
So Rashi explains. Rashi explains that it's easy to be machmir when a chacham is mekel, so that requires a certain degree of courage or bravery, because it means that he's willing to go out on a limb. And I think we encountered this, if I'm not mistaken, on, I thought it was in Daf Chaf. Amar Rav Chanina, kama nafesh gavar delibei kishmaite. Rav Chanina said, I forget who he was talking about, Bar Kapara. Bar Kapara was mitaher when it was dimmer, and mitaher when it was brighter, because that was the shita. He held that the exception of black, all the other maros, bein deha, bein amok is tahar, and then it says they brought in front of him. Bar kapara adihu le vidachi, amiku le vidachi, amar b'chanina kama nafesh gavar delibei kishmaite. And Rashi says, does he say anything? No.
Saying that it's easy to be makiel. Well, that's the next step. It's easy to be makiel on paper, but
the point is that he has a shita in theory. But yes, but to do it is a greater thing. But the point is to be makiel generally. You know, he has to be really someich al shmuel, so he has to be confident in his position. Alex,
I had always understood that it's not a personality thing as much as your scholarship is more sound, and therefore you're able to say with certainty. Meaning, is it that they...
No, I agree, but... No, but I think it me. In other words...
In theory, you've got someone who has lack scholarship, but just wants to...
But whether he's Somech al Shemua... No, but... I'll quote you Rashi a bit.
I have it right here. I might have it on the side of your...
Oh, in the Nukitei Rashi.
Mosaf Rashi.
Okay. Tov lo lashmein ekochter ematir shu Somech al Shemua sof eino yorei lahatir. Right? Yare lahatir. Yare is a...
It really is a
personality. It does. I mean, there's obviously interaction. Even a person who's willing to be matir, you know, who's responsible, isn't matir something when he's not so sure about it, right? But in other words, when a person... But it's easy to be machmir. Because you view it, even though it's not true, you think, oh, we're machmir. Tov lahachmir, right? That's easy to write. Right, but it's harder to write how make a lo hifsit. Yeah.
So to say kochta tera adifai is to mean that it's better to be makel is not really doing justice to what the concept is.
I would venture to say it's not just doing justice, it's an utter distortion.
Is the lay in that sentence the editor of the Mishnah?
Correct.
Yeah.
No. In the context of the statement of the Gemara, kochta tera adifai tana lashmin, why? Because you can be machmir stam. But for Yimeko, you have to be confident in your position. Right? It doesn't mean that we are nota lakula. Sveika deraisa lachumra, many cases, but not all cases, sveika derabanan lakula. That's the principle of whether there's a lean towards chumra or kula. There is no principle in deraisa's koach deter adifle, therefore it's better to be matir de oser. It's better to find out what the din really is. That's really what you're supposed to do. So yes, koach tater adiflei might make a nice slogan for some people, but it is not a principle of rabbinic Judaism, at least as used in that particular form or fashion. It is a principle of the editors of the Mishnah in their choice of presentation. Okay, so, Yossi.
Just two questions. First, adif here, so we're translating it as impressive as opposed to...
No, adif lei letana lahashmienu is the end of the sentence. For the Tana, it's better for him. He would rather teach us the extent of the matir shita. Why? Because...
That's harder for you.
That's a more, it's more of a chiddush that position exists. It requires a degree of not being yare lismoch al shmuasa. Right? To teach us that somebody was machmir in X case, well, big deal. Easy to be machmir. Not easy to be mekel.
Yeah, how do you translate the word
adif? Is better for, is more for him. I don't know.
No, adnifagi.
I'm sorry?
Adnifagi?
Oh, I'm sorry. Ademipalgi b'chadzveika, instead of arguing, in other words, when, I don't know how to, the al asher choku b'chadzafek, so yachliku, you know, I think that's, if you want to break down a literal translation, the A is Al, and the D is Asher, or She, and Mabalgi is Cholkim. But we would translate colloquially, instead of arguing by this case, present the argument by that case. Okay. Rabbi Yochanan Amar,
Kika Amar Rabbi Meir Bechad Sveika, Abal Vesveik Sveika Lo. Lo Amar. So Rabbi Yochanan says that the opposite of that Rabbi Yochanan is going to be Metaher Ishvi Isha Omdin.
So then, but the Bavli asks.
Im Kain Litnei Rabbi Meir Rabbi Yossi Metaherin. So that was, we weren't really sure what this, what the, how to translate the In Hachanami. So
it means it should have, but the ID.
Okay, the ID, the Salik my Rabbi Yossi, Patach with Rabbi Yossi.
Okay.
So like, is In Hachanami saying like, yeah, you're right, but I have, because if it was really a good, if it was a great answer, you wouldn't need it. So like, yeah, this answer is not great, but it's sufficient enough.
Yes. Okay. And while I never want to hear you pronounce it that way, how do you pronounce that phrase?
Ask Danny.
I made a
I don't know, I won't care.
While we were in the base bedroom, I should have pronounced
it. In Hachinami.
Oh, that? Oh, yeah. So, yes.
In Hachinami. Not Ein Hachinami, but the way you say in the basement, which is Ein Hachinami.
That's great. That's great because it's the opposite of what you mean.
I was
never even.
What? No. In this arena, you read like you're in the basement, otherwise you get labeled the Balgaiva. That's the rule.
Are you really Balgaiva?
Okay.
Let's go.
Come on.
I always thought Ein Hachinami was like.
Let's go.
Okay, fine.
So the Gemara says.
Rabbi Yossi bechad seka matahir. So
once it teaches us the reisha that Rabbi Yose is mitayer ben kach uvekach, and you're only going to mention Rabbi Yose in the seifa, why need to tell us that? It's obvious. So the Gemara says, "Ma'u detema."
So what we're saying is this like working like a reboot? That this is like
it is like a reboot. It's like you told it's a second case. So I could have said Adarabba. The fact that he tells two cases tells you that in the latter case, Rabbi Yossi holds the chatchila, but in the first case, it's only b'di'avad. Okay.
Does the Mishnah usually work like that? Do we make ribuyim?
We sometimes have the Mishnah. You know, an extra Mishnah is there to teach you an additional din.
Even if that, like Danny's saying, the content is from the
Yeah.
It's
not as crazy when you're talking about lachatchin lebedieved as opposed to darshaning a new din from the fact that it's a Mishnah Yisera. But what does it mean to be lachatchin lebedieved?
Rashi says that it's
a very important point, and this issue is raised in a discussion of Rabbeinu Hanan al Shita, which is
it's talking about it's nis askim tachus.
Right, it can't be talking about isha labayla. What's lachatchin lebedieved? She's the Torah Tmeah because it's going forward. It's only relevant if you talk about tumah. Tumah Vitara, maybe you would say that lechatchila she shouldn't be osekes vitaros, but b'di'evit, if she did, vitaros are taurus. Yes?
Is there such a thing as bringing a carbon if you find out that you were with her wife and children?
Yeah, but there's no lechatchila b'di'evit there. In other words, you would, and once you say, in other words, on a deraisa level, it's hard to make that distinction, and the carbon only works on a deraisa level. You could have spoken about. I mean, again, you could have said that the.
Do you need to do tshuva or not? Is that would that be a? Or that's not a real
option. Not really. So you could have come up with a tuma. You know, the nafkamina would be. You would have thought that. Well, again, you won't have a distinction. Right, because in other words, if a husband and wife had bia already, there's nothing to talk about lachatchila or b'diavad on that bia, right? And the carbon is irrelevant. There's just nothing to talk about. But if you had taros, if you're talking about food, so it's not just what happened. It's not just what happened in the past, but the question is, can she now touch food or not? So you might have thought that b'diavad, if she touched food, we're not going to be metame, but lachatchila she's not allowed to.
Right. So I was trying to draw an analog.
Right, so you can't, once you're going to say that b'dievet he doesn't bring a carbon, there can't be a lachatchila there. Yes?
How does it, like, make sense to say, like, lachatchila you can't be osking b'taro, but you can sleep with your spouse?
No, that's the whole point. Rabbeinu Hanan al Shita is, Rabbeinu Hanan, you haven't seen Rabbeinu Hanan al Shita yet, because you haven't gotten to the Beis Yosef, and I think Tosas and Daf Yedaleh Amud Beis quotes it as well.
I think the Haggadah quotes it.
He does. Hagos mentions it also, but I think that the Balei Tosas and Daf Yedaleh Beis Rabbi Yossi Mitayer, the fourth Tosas, quote Rabbeinu Hanan Shita, he claims that nobody's Mitayer Har Labaila. The whole discussion is only the Taros. Rabbeinu Hanan says that Dam Bahashtana is like a Kesem.
But would this be Makabel Tumah?
Water's Makabel Tumah.
Who says there's water?
That gets with the Gemara work. Nimsa Dam Alabayim.
Urine
What's that? You asked me a better question. Rabbi Schwartz told me he had correspondence with a particular Talmud Chacham about this. He said, why should it ever be a kesem? The urine is colored.
Oh, she's very well
hydrated. So he told me that the person responded by saying that based upon what doctors have said, two things. Number one, we have much more red meat in our diet, and that leaves the urine darker colored.
If you're really well hydrated.
No, I'm sorry. What did you say? What did you, no. It has to... Right. So the other part, which I think is backwards. Well, he assumed that we are better... people are not well hydrated today. That was what he... That was what the
person
said.
They were worse hydrated back when you couldn't... When there was no cold.
So the truth is, I just said, I have two kashas. I don't know the exact effect. I guess maybe red meat creates darker urine. But they probably had lesser... I'd imagine they might have had less meat, but they also had less of the kinds of the carbs that we have today, I think. But certainly, putting aside the hydration part, firstly, I think most people get enough of their beverages. Most people get enough of their fluids just from the foods that they eat, unless you are, you know, sweating heavily, for whatever the reason is, you don't need to drink very much. There's a myth, you know, that runs about everybody should drink 8 glasses of water a day. Right? You guys all know that?
I know it's a myth.
Right. You also know that there's not the slightest shred of scientific evidence, not a shemetz of a remez of a kihuzev evidence that that's actually true. I'm just telling you that there are zero demonstrated benefits for someone who's not dehydrated of drinking 8 glasses of water a day. That's all. Who knows? You know, maybe it's a secret that Maal Pashari has told somebody, but science, there's not a single study to demonstrate the need for that kind of hydration. In fact, I'm pretty sure most people drink 8 glasses of water a day. It will lead to a lot of bittel Torah, that's for sure. So, anyway, Alex. I don't know. I don't know the answer. I assume that the urine, when it's in water, it's dilute enough that's not considered savua. Right? That's close enough to being clear.
There wasn't water in there.
What?
So let's say there wasn't water in there.
With the case in the Mishnah is l'toch hamayim.
I thought that could mean like on top of the urine.
No. It means let's
say
l'toch hamayim.
Okay, so let's say there isn't water in there.
So that could be maybe it depends if your svara is based upon the color of what urine once was and your theory of the color today, and that the color today is darker than it used to be. So then it's just a question of how what the color is.
This is all only with the Rabbeinu
Hanan. Only for Rabbeinu Hanan. The kashas in the Rabbeinu Chananel. But the Ramah, see, there are going to be four shitas, and the Ramah seems to paskin like a hybrid of Rabbeinu Chananel and the Marami Rutenberg. Okay, Alex, you had a question?
Yeah, two. One is, I don't understand what Rabbi Schwartz's
his question was? His question was, according to Rabbeinu Chananel, that it's a kesem. Kesem is not metame if it's on a davar tzavua.
Rabbeinu
Chananel says that the whole discussion in this Mishnah is only legabe taros,
okay,
in terms of whether the kesem is metame taros, but labayla she's asur no matter what.
Okay.
One of the rai suggested by the Rishon for Rabbeinu Chananel, because I think the Rashba just dismisses it. The Rashba, I think, dismisses it. And the Beis Yosef tries to defend it. He doesn't pask in that way, but he wants to say you can't say it's not samcha at all, bar samcha at all. And one of the two proofs that are pointed to is the fact that the Gemara suggests that the reason why you Rabbi Yosef twice is because you would have thought it's only lechatchila b'dieved, not lechatchila, kamashmal, and even lechatchila. But lechatchila b'dieved is Rashi himself, who certainly, I don't think, holds like Rabbeinu Chananel, but Rashi still says it means we're talking about taros. You could say, by the way, the maskana. Well, if Rabbeinu Chananel says that it's tahar legabe kachim, but it's tame legabe baila as a kesem.
And the question is, but it's coming out in urine.
But a kesem, when you see the kesem, it's on the colored, it's on the urine, which is colored. So even if it were a kesem, it should be tahar. Okay?
My second question is, isn't this the evidence conversation only within Rabbeinu Chananel, but we also have Bishmach?
So we're going to paskin like Rabbi Yochanan number one, probably. So I'll let me leave it at that for now. Yeah. Reish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan, you know, is a good rule with a very small handful of exceptions. In the Shas, we almost always paskin like Rabbi Yochanan.
Okay, and we're also paskin like, I forgot who's within this.
You're going to say, but here's what we would say. Take that back. It doesn't matter who we paskin like. The fact that Rabbi Yochanan suggests that indicates that the entire discussion, and Reish Lakish doesn't necessarily disagree with this, the entire discussion of the sugya is only about taros.
If you can even conceive of discussing lechatchila b'dieved, it must be
that they're talking about taros. And therefore, it could be. You don't have to say this way. Firstly, you don't have to buy. Reish Lakish would just say, I don't think you need two mishnayos to teach us lechatchila b'dieved. You understood it was lechatchila. But that's not disputing necessarily the essential premise of Rabbi Yochanan, is that we're dealing with taros here. We're not talking about Isha Labayla. Therefore, it's possible that Isha Labayla could in fact be Tmeya, because of Kesem.
So it's not necessary reading either way.
Correct. It's just, or in other words, even if it's talking about Tumas, Rashi knows it's talking about taros, at least in this part. That doesn't prove that the entire sugya, that it only applies to taros. Right? You could say the din of Kesem is the same, both in Kachim and Labayla. In fact, one of the kashas that the Beis Yosef points out, if it's his or he cites it someone else, you might ask, but normally we're more machmir when it comes to taras than we are legabe isha labayla. So he explains what you know, yes and no. It depends what the kind of circumstances are. Okay.
Are we saying that the second half of the Mishnah is dealing with the lechachila?
Well, what Rabbi Yosef, by repeating the din, what we are told is that this din, even though, again, I would have said, if anything, maybe only the Sefer is lechatchila, but no, the assumption is the entire Mishnah is lechatchila. The legabe taros, we're not worried. The only thing that's really odd is that you're going to say she's asur labayla, but she's still allowed to engage in taros. It's weird. No?
I know that's what you were saying before.
Lechatchila b'dieved would mean that if she touched taros, they're tahoros. Lechatchila means she's allowed to touch taros.
Well, so just extrapolate from that that she can once she's mutter lechatchila.
Well, I'm saying that you're going to wind up if that in fact and Rabbi Yochanan is saying that the Mishnah is teaching Rabbi Yosef holds lechatchila she can be asuka b'taros. So then you're left with the question: Jesus, but for Rabbi Yochanan, she can be asuka b'taros, but she's asur l'bayla.
Rabbi
Yochanan, yeah. Beauty? Maybe it'll become clear when I go through the Beis Yosef again, but go ahead.
The whole point of this that like you could be tolet on a makkah, like the fact that it's not usual that it would come out in the stream and therefore it could be tolet on a makkah. Like,
so yes, it's not yes,
period.
Yes, enough so that we will not be metame the taros and we even let you engage in taros. But for Yisur Kares of Availa, so we want to be machmir there. Okay. Yes?
The fact that it speaks in terms of, the Mishnah itself speaks in terms of Tanan Torah, doesn't necessarily mean anything? Or it does? Like, wouldn't it be a...
It's talking about the Isha, though. They will use terms both ways.
Yeah, it's not.
Yeah.
What was the answer to Schwartz's question? That urine used to be clearer?
I think that's what he was saying. That we...
be on a clear surface. Let's be on a white surface.
No, I think the assumption is if it's on clear, that also counts.
Why? If it's clear, then that means, then let's say the seatbelt is not white.
I hear what you're saying.
Probable.
So you're saying that doesn't answer the question.
It doesn't answer the question at all.
No, I'll tell you why. Because you can simply take the water out as is with the kesem on it, and you can move it onto another substance.
You can't
you're not moving the kesem.
The blood would be diluted in the water, and you wouldn't be...
The blood's probably not going to be diluted in the water. I mean, it may a little bit get diluted, but some of the blood will stay where it is. It's a thicker... If you very gently put in something there, you can probably remove it and have it. I don't know.
Put a white piece of paper on top and let it stay.
Or you could slide a piece of white paper underneath. Into the water. I don't know. Okay. All right. Anyway. You go asking that question. Maybe I misunderstood. You're asking that question. Fine. All right. Yossi.
Which is talking about the case of Reisha of one suffix?
No, both. Tell me, you would have thought, had I not given you a second case, you would have thought for Rabbi Yosei it's all b'di'evet. As Rashi says, d'i'evet kegon sh'nisaske b'taros al l'chatchila omer mela al tisase. Kamash malan mi mishna yiserta d'lo itzrich ta'fil l'chatchila ka'amar by both cases.
How does the mishna yiserta tell you that?
Because it was unnecessary. It's like a reboy.
We say because we don't even know the six.
We knew the din already, and the fact that you tell us the din tells you that it's a l'chatchila din.
Couldn't you in theory say that it's Reisha?
Yes. Yes, you could have. Okay. Tanya Kavosei.
Tanya Kavotei de Rishma, de Rabbi Yochanan. Ish vishasha futrachen tochasebel, benim tadam abamayim. Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yossi Metaharin, Rabbi Shimon Metame.
Okay, fine. Let's skip over the rest of the Gemara. Not so important for us right now. It's important. You should learn all the Shas. But, in the meantime, and you should learn all of Mesachas Nita, certainly, but let's go take a look at Tosus. Tosus writes,
Pirush Rashi Reish Pirkin Delayo, the ID the Dachikla Alma, Dimuma.
Dimuma Rishtina.
Velo Yachla Latsor, Hidorme Raglaim Lamar.
Velo Yachla Latsor. This is like the rabbi quoted from the Ran. It is Rashi, really. I don't think I fully understood Rashi. But Rashi says, since Dachikla Alma, things are very pressing. Dimuma Rishtina, because they normally don't urinate standing up. Velo Yachla Latsor, she couldn't restrain the flow sufficiently. She tried. Therefore, Hodur me raglayim lamakar v'aisi dam. You know, let me read just because of time wise. Thank you. Yosheves nami lema. So that was what Rashi said. So now the Gemara asks, well, Yosheves nami lema. Why don't we say the same thing when she's sitting? Hodur me raglayim lamakar. Now, that's a ridiculous hafamin, as the Ran points out. Well, she's sitting, so she's not dachak le'alma. She's not pressed. Right, she's not holding it back. The salkadaika hashta bishoseses. The Gemara is thinking, oh, our Mishnah is talking about a case of shoseses. Now, which is not crazy for Rashi, because since omedes is absolutely has to be shoseses, so when Rem Yossi says bein omedes bein shoseses, or when Rem Meir is mechalik between omedes and yosheves, it means yosheves dumya de omedes, which is when it is not coming out as a stream. Said the Salkadai Techashta B'Shoshesis, the Hashanami Dachar Ve'alma, Umishani, the Gemara's answer is Bimizanekes, which means Mikalachas. Kevin the Nafik, Ki Orche, Lo Dachikla, she's not pressed, Velo Hadur Meir Aglaim Lamakar, and probably should be Ve'ein, that's right, Ve'ein Derech Ledam Makar Lotzeis in Meir Aglaim, that's a separate point. In other words, the urine did not go backwards and bring blood out, and it's not normal to bleed at the same time as she's urinating. Damnida. That's why we're not concerned. Avol shoseses, but if she's sitting, but she is But it's dripping. It's not not coming out in force. I did the mukma nashe since she apparently was holding back. It's not possible. So therefore, omedes is in this at this point it's consistent. Omedes is always tmeh for Rabbi Meir because shoseses, and yosheves is also tmeh when she says shoseses. And when is yosheves tahora? When she's mezanekes. Uporich. Mizanekas nami nihi delo hadur lamakar miu man lema landa bahadame raglai masa, the name of vade labi makar huda asa. Who says it came at the Gemara is now asking, who says it came at the same time as the urine? Rather, kevan the asu, the name of vade labi makar huda asa came in the asu bahadame raglai, elami makam eraglai bo, umaki eshba, no. Dilma basa de tamumaya asa dami makar velami meraglai, adkan. That was the Gemara's question. Maybe, how do you know that the blood that's there came with the urine, in which case you would know it's tahor because it wasn't dachakla, therefore lo hadamereglayim. Maybe the blood came after the urine. That was the Gemara's question. And the Gemara's answer is the scenario that she's yosheves alsfasa seifel, mizanekes latocha seifel, and nimsa dam betochamayim, not alsfasa seifel. Had it been damnida, it should have been alsfasa seifel. That's why Rabbi Meir is mitaher a case of a woman who's sitting down on the sfasa seifel, mizanekes latocha seifel, and nimsa dam in the seifel. Okay. Ad kan l'shon Rashi. V'kosha amasha pirish to omedes i'efsha lalazanik. It's not a mitzias question. It's a kasha why. Im kein amai nokat klal omedes. Why bother mention, if omedes by definition is shoseses, why quote the machlokas in the Mishnah by omedes and shoseses? Rather,
omedes and yosheves.
No, have it and, omedes and yosheves. Have it by yosheves and yosheves. Lo listening ele yosheves, velifno bein mizanekes lishoseses. V'yesh liyashe, because the way we have it, it's misleading. The way we have it, it sounds like the mayor is always mitame bim omedes and always mitar b'yosheves. And Rabbi Yosef says, always mitahir. The yeshla yashay perisha kuntras, the nakar omedes, mishun the psikala, the olam shosesesi. So one way of explaining is that the point of picking omedes is because since she's always shosesses, that tells you what Rabbi Meir's concern is that he's mitame. And when she's yosheves, if she was shosesses, she'd also be tmeh.
But also, it's probably usual that she wouldn't be.
Correct. Okay, fair enough. Inami, another reason, Mishum Rabbi Yosei Nakala. Maybe the reason we put an omendus is that filo Rabbi Yosei, that filo omendus ein rachma niftach mitaher. In other words, Ptosis doesn't say this yet, but she shoseses, and the opening is really closed, and therefore you would have said that she's tamer. Rabbi Yosei is mitaher there. No, that's lohdiach hakocho de Rabbi Yosei. Alex?
What?
Again, two things will cause, in other words, the lack of a flow and the closed opening will both contribute to urine backing up and bringing blood. So when she's standing, on top of the fact that if she shows SS, you're not getting a flow. So the urine may not come out straight, it might go backward. But on top of which, it's not just that the urine is coming out as she says, the opening is closed, right? The makar, when the what's the term here? The rechem, which here the rechem doesn't mean the uterus. It means the...
When she's standing.
When, correct. It means the vaginal canal is not open. And therefore, there you have two things working against you. More likely, hadamei raglayim, still Rabbi Yosei is mitahir.
So that's why to teach omedes.
That's why the Mishnah has to mention omedes, because it's l'diach hakochad Rabbi Yosei.
Because correct.
Correct. Now, both of these answers preserve Rashi's approach to the Gemara, but what it means is the following. If Rabbi Yosef is mitahar omedes, who is shoseses, he is certainly mitahar yosheves who shoseses, and you don't even have to get in, you shouldn't have to get into the seifel question. That's Rashi in the Rambam Shita. An isha who finds blood in the seifel, since we pass in Eraglayim, since we pass it like Rabbi Yosef, she's tahora always. Now Tosa says, but, Ode Shloma. Then, and what's coming now is different. It assumes a different mitzias and a different din. Ve'odye shlomar, the omedes shapir efshir la lezanek. Now, a woman can be mezanek is when she's standing also. Less likely to, but it's possible. Ve'hamakshe ha'yasavar demasnisan ayri becholanyan, bein b'shesisa bein b'zinuk. They didn't assume there was any distinction. So if that's the case, u'lahachi parach ma'ishna omedes, the tmeah. Mishum chadereyasa de'ein rachma niftach afapi demizanekes. So you know that a woman is tmeya when she's standing, even though the rechem is not open, even if she's mizanekes, because the assumption is Rabbi Meir is mitame always omedes, and Rabbi Meir is mitame mitaher always yoshevis. So if that's the case, if a chada lereyasa, there are two possible reyasas here that will contribute to the urine backing up. One is psichas skiras harechem, and two is dechika. So if Segira, if Skira Sarecha without the Chika, meaning she's standing but she's Mizanekes, is enough for Rabbi Meir to be Mitame. So if that's the case, Yosheves Namite Tmeya Hechad the Shoseses. When a Yosheves is Shoseses, there's also a Chad L'Reyesa, not that it's Dochekwa. Obviously, the Rechem is Pasuach.
And we're assuming that these
Reyesas
are equally
weighted. Mishani the Kula Ayri Dafka Mizanekes. The whole discussion is only by Mizanekes. And, once it's all by Mizanekes, no, it can't be. Before, we couldn't have by Mizanekes. You didn't have Mizanekes by Omedes. And therefore, that's why Rav Meir is Mitahir by Yosheves, because it's a Mizanekes. And just with the caveat that the Gemara introduces, she has to be Mizanekes Latocha Seifel, and Adam is Nimsa Batocha Seifel. And Yosheves Alsvasa Seifel, Mizanekes Latocha Seifel, and Adam is Nimsa Baseifel. The Hodlo Maflik by Yosheves Gufa. Why didn't, instead of making the chilek between Omedes and Yosheves, why not make the chilek between Yosheves v'shoseses versus Yosheves u'mezanekes? Well, you could have learned from that Rav Meir is mitame b'chad reyosa and mitaher when there's no reyosa. Mishum deboi v'listening to tmeya b'shoseses. Mishum deboi l'ashmi'inen de Omedes tmeya hi afilu mezanekes. That would be like telling you that all reyosas were created equal. V'od yeshlomar, another possibility, but the bottom line is what emerges from this. Rabbi Meir is mitaher by Omedes, is always mitame by Omedes, and he is mitaher by Yosheves only if she is mizanekes. But by a shoseses, Rabbi Meir is always mitame, and by an Omedes, he's always mitame. Now, why is that so significant? Because me, the Rabbi Meir, nishma, the Rabbi Yose. How do we paskin? How do we know? Well, we always paskin like Rabbi Yose against Rabbi Meir, but the Gemara says we paskin like Rabbi Yose. Orile lekala. Kala was told. Kala was a person. Not Kula, but Kala. Kala was a person was told. We paskin like Rabbi Yose. Okay? So the question is, what does Rabbi Yose hold? We know that he holds that sometimes in Omedes is Tahora, and that a Yosheves is Tahora. The question is it always? Now, if Rabbi Meir, if it's efshar for an Omedes to be Mizanekes, and an Omedes can only be Shoseses, so if Rabbi Yose is Mitaher by an Omedes v'Shoseses, definitionally, he's obviously Mitaher by a Yosheves v'Shoseses, and Kavachomer by Yosheves Mizanekes, which means, sum total, Rabbi Yose is always Mitaher. But if you believe that where Rabbi Meir is discussing in this Mishnah, and Rabbi Yose arguing by Omedes, if you believe the entire Mishnah is only talking about Mizanekes, so you know the following. You know Rabbi Yose is mitaher by an Omedes and Mizanekes. You know Rabbi Yose is mitaher, obviously, by Yosheves and Mizanekes. But you don't know what Rabbi Yose is. And Rabbi Meir, we know, is mitame by any by Omedes and Mizanekes, Kavachomer Omedes v'shoseses. We know Rabbi Meir is mitame by Yosheves v'shoseses, right? Because otherwise he wouldn't make any distinction. So where is Rabbi Yose mitaher? So, according to Tosus at least, and this is not the only position you can adopt, Rabbi Meir is mitame b'chada l'reyesa, Rabbi Yose, datar tzmuchuch, but Rabbi Yose is mitame when there's a tarti l'reyesa. A tarti l'reyesa means omedes v'shoseses. But Rabbi Yose would be mitaher by omedes v'mizanekes, which he has to be, that's clear from the Mishnah, and he would also be mitaher, which is not muchrach, but Yosheves v'shoseses. Al pisvara fetosos, it has to come that way because if he's mitara chada l'reisa standing, he should be mitara chada l'reisa sitting. But it's not beferish. The only thing that's beferish within Rabbi Yose, if you argue that an omedes can be both mizanekes and shoseses, what is beferish that Rabbi Yose is mitaher? Mizanekes. Both Yosheves and omedes. Which leaves open the possibility that Rabbi Yose would be mitame always, like Rabbi Meir, by a shoseses. They might only argue by omedes and mizanekes. Right, make up one of your charts there. It's not such a hard chart to make up. Right, there are four parts to the chart. The number of reis thus at each... Dan, do you have your marker?
No, sorry, I didn't get it back.
If I were the Donald, I'd say, if I were the Donald, I'd say you're hired, right? Okay. You know, 2 days in a row he gets mentioned this year. Anyway, but make up a chart, and you'll see that the way the chart works is in terms of the number of the reis does, depending on which you make it, is either 0, 1, 1, 2, or 1, 2, 0, 1, whichever way. So you'd have, Rabbi, if you, Tosfos believes Rabbi Yose is metame only by the two reyeses. But it's possible to argue that no, that Rabbi Yose is metame always by Shoseses, like Rabbi Meir. And where do they argue? They argue by Omedes or Mezanekes only. Right? Both of the, so there are two ways now, two new shitas that are possible in terms of understanding just what is the machlokas for Meir and Rabbi Yose in terms of which of the four cases they argue. What is absolutely clear is that Rabbi Meir is metame by Yosheves umezanekes, and that Rabbi Yose is metire even by Omedes umezanekes. And it's absolutely clear that Rabbi Meir is metame by every Omedes, and by Yosheves and Shoseses. So Rabbi Meir's position is absolutely clear. Three cases he's metayer when there's at least chad metame, when there's at least chad l'reisa, and one case he's metayer when it's a tarti l'tivusa, or better said, when there's no reisa. Whereas Rabbi Yose's position is that when you have an isha's mezanekes, she's tahora. But we don't know for sure what he holds by an isha who's shoseses. So Tosus will say that chad l'reisa is fine for Rabbi Yose, whichever reisa, but the Maram in Rutenberg, quoted by his Talmud, Agos Maimonios, believes that only Mizanekes is good. Uni.
There still doesn't seem for this answer in Tosfot like any difference between when she's sitting and she's shoteten, and when she's standing and she's shoteten. Why? Like what?
You don't have to make. You're right. You don't have to make.
I'm saying, yeah, I know the right.
You don't have to make this distinction, but Tosfos thinks it's based upon how many strikes you have against you. It's not crazy.
But there's no metzius different. Like, it's the same thing happening.
Well, no, because Tosfos says there is something worse. Number one, the fact that Jesus shows you that dochak law. And number two is that Rachma is closed.
That would be the same thing if she's standing or sitting.
No, if she's sitting, at least the Pesach HaRechem is open. You see?
That concept of Pesach HaRechem, did that mean that the, what is?
The labia or more spread.
If they're more spread, then it's less likely that the
Meir HaRegliim will back up. Yeah. So let me read first Tosfos again. Otherwise, you would assume that Remeir is only mitame omedes by shoseses. The Havamin actually was that the Mishnah is only talking about shoseses, and they thought that when she's omedes and mizanekes, she's tahora. And if you're talking about shoseses, they wanted to know what's the difference between Omedes and Yosheves. The fact that she has a stream of urine with a thought is proof that there's no backup. They ask the question, but if Shoseses, Yosheves v'Shoseses is a Chad de l'Reisa, and it's no good, then what about Mizanekes ve'omedes also as a chad de l'reisa? Umishani to ayri b'mizanekes. The Mishnah is talking about mizanekes. Ve'afilu hachi omedes t'meya. Even though she's mizanekes, omedes is t'meya. The ika l'meimar hador uba'ina ta'iti l'tivusa. These last two answers don't have a difference in terms of l'maisa. I mean, neither of the two answers for Rashi. They both amount to the same thing. The only question is, what is your starting point of the makshan? What is your starting point in the Makshan? I don't want to discuss now why, what the difference between the two answers are, but it all has to do with the Perush of the Gemara and doing away with one of the Kashas. But Lamaskana, it's the same thing for Tosfos. Chad l'reisa, Rameir is metame, Rabbi Yose is metayer. Zero, Tarti l'tivusa, everybody's metayer. Tark de l'reisa, everybody's metame. Thus, omedes v'shoseses tamei l'chulei alma, yosheves v'mezanekes tar l'chulei alma, and the other two are machlokas. Omedes v'mezanekes and yosheves v'shoseses. Lesh shita is hagos maimonios. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, turn to the source sheet. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, lachak Rabbi Yosei, the lach Rabbi Meir, the Amar omedes tamei. V'kosem haramzal b'tshuba, the af Rabbi Yosei lo metayer b'yosheves, Ella biyosheves al svas al seifel umazanekas la sofo socho venim sedam besocha seifel kid de ukimna hasam. In other words, all these restrictions we have for Rabbi Meir in order to be matar yosheves, they all apply for Rabbi Yosei. Is that against the Gemara? Meaning, yosheves v'shoseses would be what din according to Rabbi Yosei?
Tame, unless it's been
Tame. Well, yosheves v'shoseses.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Right? So, how can that be? How can you not argue Rabbi Meir? That the answer is, the entire Mishnah is talking about Mizanekes, Latol HaSeifel. Now, why does he say this? He says, Kidokim nehasa nem isa de basa de tamu mai asa damas vasa seifel, ibay le shtakuche, abo be inyan acher chayshina duma basa de tamu mai asa dam hamakar. Now, the lekka lemeimar de dilma hadu kim nehacha hanimil Rabbi Meir the machmir. You would have said the shach of attire is only according to Rabbi Meir. Other Rabbi Yosei de mekel Torah bechal inyan. Halekka lemeimar de biyosheves lo pligi vechihechi de lo metara Meir biyosheves el bechiagavna hachinami le leshitas who? Oh, leshitas ri. The pirish appears the chule masnisa ben omedes ben yosheres airi b'mizanekes. I'm sorry, did I skip a line? I want to reread. Hadu kim aleka lemeimar dilma hadu kim nehachi hanimil rameir demachmar. The meir said the meikol Torah bechal inyan. Haleka lemeimar. Why? The biyosheves lo pli. They don't argue by yosheves. That's a statement, not part of the question. V'chihechid lo mitar rameir biyosheves al b'chiyagadna hachanami le Rabbi Yosei lefishit asri shepirish tuchul masnisim bein omedes bein yosheves airi b'mizanekes. In other words, they're only talking about mizanekes. They're not arguing by shoseses. V'chein lepirish rabbeinu chananel shepirish tafilu benim. You can't say this for Rashi, obviously, but you can say it for the Ri. V'chein lepirish rabbeinu chananel shepirish tafilu benim sedam alamayim da'am Rav Yosei Torah lo Torah legamri kamar ela tahora mishum nida utameya mishum kesem. So yesh lefarish Rav Yosei hachi kamar kidipirat kidiprishis. In other words, Rabbi Yosei only argues ami mitar mishum nida when it comes to omedes. I'll leave out the last part. But what emerges from this? It's a little bit, there's something that's very difficult here. According to the Marami Rutenberg, Rabbi Yosei doesn't argue in Rabbi Meir on the Yosheves issue. They both agree that to be tahor by Yosheves, you need what? Yosheves umizanekes letoch ha-seifel, when she's Yosheves al-svas ha-seifel, and the dam is nimsen the seifel. There's only one little part that he doesn't talk about. What does Rabbi Yosei hold by omedes?
It's tar.
He has to. Why?
Because
he says so. He leaves that part out.
So it's omedes mizanekes.
So you have to assume he means omedes umizanekes letoch haseifel. Now I don't know where she's standing or sitting or we're standing. You know, where you expected to find the dam. You have to work out some mitzvahs there. Okay. That already, what's that?
So, that's not...
That's what makes it very difficult to start with. The whole position is very difficult. Right, Tosos...
Because Omedes Mizanekes is difficult to begin with. So if you maintain a position that necessitates you assuming that Omedes Mizanekes is a thing, then we're going to have a difficulty in mitzvahs.
Okay, fine. So that is the third shita. Now, according to Rabbeinu Hananel, when should she be Tahora Labaila, according to Rabbi Yosei?
Never.
Should be never.
Should be never.
And as according to Rabbeinu, he invokes Rabbeinu Hananel, but if you talk about Rabbeinu Hananel, if she is Yosheves al Svas HaSeifel, Mizanekes Latoch HaSeifel, Venitz Adam Besoch HaSeifel, what should it then be according to Rabbeinu Hananel? Should be Tameya Labaila, according to everybody. The whole discussion of whether she's Tahora, when Yosei is Mitaher by Yosheves and Omedes, Mistama, he's mitaher, mishum nida, but mitame, mishum kesen. It's not clear that any chilek should be drawn at all. Unless you say there is an alternative. What's the alternative? The Rabbeinu Chanana would be moda that everybody agrees that when she's Yosheves al Sfas HaSeifel, Umezanekes Letoch HaSeifel, Venin Sedam Betoch Hamayim, he would agree that everybody holds Tahar Lagamri. Why? Because there's a Hochacha. That if in fact it were Damida, it wouldn't have been Toch Hamayim. Tosfos on Yudal Aram Beis, turn there for one brief moment. Yudal Aram Beis, Dibur Masor Rabbi Yossi Mitari. I mentioned this before. Tosfos says at the beginning, Nira de Lagamri Mitair, Midakarma La'atzmo Tir Kemo Gabe Isha She'asasa Tzracheha, the Hasam Nira de Lagamri Mitair. Okay. Now if you skip a little bit down a few lines, Mihu, Rabbeinu Chananu Pirish, Rabbi Yosei Lav Lagamri Mitar, Be'isha She'osa Tzracheha, Uchamaskona, the Rabbi Meir, the Mishum Nida Itmar. That Rabbi Meir, based upon following the Maskana of the Gemara here, Rabbi Meir was Mitame Mishum Nida. The Mashmos is Rabbi Yosei is not Mitame Mishum Nida, but he's mitame mishum kesem, as we'll see in a second. Ulfeir zeh, hodet tam eperka isha, ish vi isha shasu tzorachem besef of vanim sedam, the Rabbi Yosei mitar, parach min wara lama lihach bava, umashani me resha hava mina di eved, kamash malon sefa da aflacha tchila, leperish Rabbeinu Chanan, lo koi aflacha tchila a resha, ela a sefa dafka. So that was the reading that some of you had. But according to Rabbeinu Chanan, if you read this sugya, Tosfos didn't spell it out, if you're not mitame mishum nida, what are you mitame mishum? Kesem. And he thinks that only holds by the seifa. Now, and I'm not sure what he means in the last line, lechatchila part might be lebaila, that only applies to the seifa. But when you have a sveik sveika, then Rabbi Meir is mitahir lebaila. But if it's only a single safek, then b'di'evan, meaning taros, we permit, but l'bayla she's asura. So that is the if you follow that through, Rabbeinu Chananel should be metame l'Rabbi Yosei mishum kesem every case. And a kavachom for Rameir, except for Rameir does worse. Rameir is metame mishum nida most of the cases. Rameir is not metame mishum nida, yosheves ve'umezanekes. So those are the four shitos. What you'll do tomorrow, because we got to move, as you go through the Beis Yosef, you don't have to read the Beis Yosef will quote parts of the Shivas Aran. Go through the Beis Yosef, and then get to the Shulchan Aruch. I may give you some Marimekomos. We're not going to spend a lot of time. The Ramah has what are fairly, the Beis Yosef quotes some of it, there's fairly complicated cases of a woman finding Chatzatz Edom, all sorts of stuff in the urine, which may not even be liquid, and may be solids and so on. And they assume most of this is coming from the kidneys, which is probably true. But what? It could be breaking up the kidney stones. It's not clear what the stuff is. Anyway, so you try to get through the Shulchan Aruch, read through the Mechaber Ramah, but go through the Beis Yosef tomorrow, and the Mechaber Ramah should be sufficient here, and I'll make whatever Haros are going to be. This is not, for most of you, this is not going to be the most common mitzvah, as I said at the beginning. It's most of the time should be treated as a deal with the medical part first, and the halachic part will resolve itself pretty quickly. That's what you do.